Velvarg could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell. Welcome, Steve.
Good afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Now, have you fixed all your tech problems? Have you got your computer fired back up so you can stream all these movies online?
Oh, boy, have I what. Boy, have I what. And may I just make a little plug for the Apple Mac keyboard replacement program. If you've got a Mac out there, look and see what you can get replaced for free, because I've essentially got a brand new computer.
Wow.
My keyboard,
some kind of Facebook group?
My keyboard was munted.
What computer cult is this?
They swapped out the keyboard and the battery. Brand new computer. Just go to the Apple support website and put your serial number in if you're one of the qualifying things, and good as gold.
How old was your computer?
Yeah, he's got a new computer. I can feel it.
$1,700 of free repairs. It's great. Can't argue with that.
No, I can't. I can't. It's great.
Good. Hey, cool. Good chats. This was Computer Corner. Should we talk about some movies?
Yes, Steve, what's coming up?
Now, I used the power of the aforementioned computer today to answer a question that it actually posed for me itself, which was, what the F is this movie or show 365 D&I that's the fourth most viewed thing on Netflix New Zealand this week? If you haven't had a blat on Netflix for a while, you can see what the most popular shows and films are by territory. So for instance, in New Zealand at the minute, the new season of 13 Reasons Why is the most popular thing. Friends is the second most popular thing. The Last Days of American Crime, this thriller that a lot of people switched off after 10 minutes like I did, is number three. Number four is this.
So wait a minute, all the other ones just come and go, but Friends just sort of floats around the top five?
I think Friends has been accelerating pretty solidly, to be honest. It's ever reliable.
I never liked Friends.
It's the new Flintstones.
Sorry, everyone, but can't do it.
It's not mandatory.
You don't like Friends?
No, just can't do it.
Can we get that? Can you say that aloud?
Press record now.
Now, 365 D&I looked a bit kind of softcore porny from the poster, and I'm delighted to report that that's exactly what it is.
It's porny like corny porn.
Cool, yep. We can go with that.
I hope so.
It really wants to be 50 Shades, except as the Netflix description reads, a fiery executive in a spiritless relationship falls victim to a dominant mafia boss who imprisons her and gives her 1 year to fall in love with him. It is 50 Shades of Stockholm Syndrome, and it sounds a little bit like this.
Okay, hang on, let me just, yep.
He just wants to take good care of you.
You want me to accept a year-long operation? I have rights to know what's waiting for me.
If you hit me again,
you will kill me.
Now you put down the gun.
You can hear the acting,
never
right?
Let anyone hurt you. I'll take care of her.
This is the Johnny Depp's Amber Heard story played out. I knew they were going to make a movie out of it.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know it was going to be this soon.
She was tied to a bed.
Anyway, there's some kind of funny masks and some hooning in the trailer and some guns.
Is that cool country?
And stuff. Yeah. So why I think this is the fourth highest watched thing on Netflix at the minute is a scene that people on the internet are calling the boat scene, which occurs 67 minutes into the film. Mm. It's on this luxury kind of super yacht. This is some days into this year-long kidnapping to make a woman fall in love. Great, great, great strategy. So on this boat called Titan, there's this like over 5 minute long sex scene that's less of a sex scene and more just a montage. Mm. It doesn't really have any narrative. It does have kind of most conceivable positions and many of the techniques of intercourse.
Okay.
And it just kind of goes on and on and on. And then I guess eventually I didn't watch this movie. Mm. I just skipped through to see get a vibe of what was going on. And I guess eventually like it all turns into happy ever after, because all women love to be kidnapped and made to fall in love with someone over the course of a year.
And heavy rock as well.
And some
pep it in with some gunshots, I reckon.
Some really great dialogue. Why are you looking at it? Do you want to touch it? Was one line.
Oh. Did you say it was an Italian film?
It's Polish. It's written and directed by a filmmaker called, sorry for the Polish here, Barbara Bialowsz and Tomasz I can't even say that.
Slick production. I tell you what, we've actually spoken quite a lot about this movie for the fact that we're going to probably try and forget about it, though.
Yeah. Anyway, just if anyone out there is feeling like a creep, the boat scene is 67 minutes into this movie. And it's just, it's really, I guess there is kind of an intellectual curiosity to how a non-Hollywood film industry kind of mimics a 50 Shades sort of style. Like, it does look pretty good.
Yeah, slick production.
But it also is, but it's also kind of shit at the same time. So my quick skim through did not tell me whether it's so shit it can be enjoyed. Honestly, just...
It's good to know.
If any of this is resonating with you, just go and do your thing, man.
It's kind of good to know that you can just go and buy all the equipment and make a pretty good-looking movie. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry about the plot.
That's true.
Don't worry about anything else.
They hire a boat.
They got great gear. They didn't think about why after the female lead fell overboard off the Titan and was rescued by her kidnapper... she was wearing some very flimsy lace undies.
Classic.
Anyway.
I watched McMillions and really enjoyed it, guys.
Oh, good.
Just wanted to share that.
A little bit more wholesome, kind of.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. From the FBI's perspective, quite a bit as well, which I thought was quite mint.
Yeah, I dug it. It was a bit of a journey rather than destination, McMillions.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say.
I didn't know about the story at all, so it was good to... It was interesting, for sure.
Kind of like the Donald's itself. It's like... The last bite's never the best.
A little graph will just show like a slight little dip when that happened, and then just skyrocketing back at a 45.
I had a couple of enjoyable older film watches over the last week. Good, like, I mean, look, 365 DNI is probably not Get the Flatties Together to watch. I think we can probably safely say that. But ones that I did check out and really liked this week, 1985 horror Demons, a classic that I remember from the top shelf of the video store in VHS. Mm-hmm. Always looked like a really scary one. It was an R18, so I knew it was a bad mother. That's set in a Berlin cinema. It's an Italian horror set in a Berlin cinema in English, but... Like many Italian films, they haven't recorded audio while they've made it, so all the audio is dubbed in after. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a dog's breakfast at times. Highly entertaining, great horror, pretty gory, good crowd pleaser. And then last night took a 1979 film called The Visitor for a spin, which is...
That sounds good already.
Real mint. Okay. You'll need to get your VPN cranking. It's not legally available for purchase or rental in New Zealand, but there are many ways around that. So I urge you to check that out. What's that about? It's kind of confusing. There's some aliens, powers, birds, great soundtrack, Hollywood actors that are just kind of there to make the film financially viable. Just watch the trailer, The Visitor.
Brilliant.
Check it out.
A couple of texts, people saying, check out One Punch Man, and someone saying not to forget about Godless.
Ah, thank you, Godless reminder.
Okay.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.